anxiously at his son, who was smiling confidently. "You can't be going to make your motorcycle into an auto, are you?"
"No, Dad."
"Then how are you going to take part in the prize contest? Besides, electric cars, as far as I know, aren't specially speedy."
"I know it, and one reason why this club has arranged the contest is to improve the quality of electric automobiles. I'm going to build an electric runabout, Dad."
"An electric runabout?
But it will have to be operated with a storage battery, Tom, and you haven't, I guess you're going to say it, I haven't any storage battery, Dad," interrupted Mr. Swift's son.
"Well, I haven't yet, but I'm going to have one. I've been working on..."
"Oh ho," exclaimed the aged inventor with a laugh. "So that's what you've been tinkering over these last few weeks, eh, Tom? I suspected it was some new invention, but I didn't suppose it was that. Well, how are you coming on with it?"
"Pretty good, I think. I've got a new idea for a battery, and I made an experimental one. I gave it some pretty severe tests, and it worked fine."
"But you haven't tried it out in a car yet, over rough roads and under severe conditions, have you?"
"No, I haven't had a chance. In fact, when I invented the battery, I had no idea of using it on a car. I thought it might answer for commercial purposes, or for storing a current generated by windmills. But when I read that account in the papers of the Touring Club, offering a prize for the best electric car, it occurred to me that I might put my battery into an auto and win."
"Hmm," remarked Mr. Swift musingly. "I don't take much stock in electric autos, Tom. Gasoline seems to be the best, or perhaps steam generated by gasoline. I'm afraid you'll be disappointed. All the electric runabouts I ever saw, while they were very nice cars, didn't seem able to go so very fast or very far."
"That's true, but that's because they didn't have the right kind of a battery. You know an electric locomotive can make pretty good speed, Dad. Over 100 miles an hour in tests."
"Yes, but they don't run by storage batteries. They have a third rail and powerful motors," and Mr. Swift looked quizzically at his son. He loved to argue with him, for he said it made Tom think, and often the two would thus thresh out some knotty point of an invention to the interests of both.
"Of course, Dad, there is a good deal of theory in what I'm thinking of," the lad admitted, "but it does seem to me that if you put the right..."